Welcome from the Difference Church. Our message this week is titled, Who Am I to You? Let's listen in as Pastor Ken Willis gets started.
The way the Holy Spirit spoke this to me was just really profound for me. Maybe you'll take it and go, oh yeah, we've known that for 20 years. You just need to catch up, Pastor. Okay, whatever. But here in Luke chapter 9, verse 18, it says, one day Jesus left the crowds to pray alone. Only his disciples, I don't really need this. I don't know why I brought this over here. One day Jesus left the crowds to pray alone. Only his disciples were with him, and he asked them, who do people say I am? Who do people say that I am? Well, they replied, some say John the Baptist, some say Elijah, and others say you're one of the other ancient prophets risen from the dead. Then he asked them, but who do you say that I am? And as I was thinking about that, the Holy Spirit spoke to me. He says, who? And he says, I want you to ask the people this. Who am I to you? Because there's a lot of believers, the Jesus they say they worship, does not resemble the Jesus. I started to say it's not the Jesus of the Bible, and I thought, well, no, that's not quite accurate. I mean, they think they are. I mean, they read something about him in here. But Jesus wants to know, who is he to you? See, some believe that he's a provider, but he's not a healer. Some believe that he's a healer, but he's not a provider. Some believe that he'll help me with this, but he won't help me with that. And Jesus is saying, I am that I am. So who is Jesus to you? And that's what this was all about. Carolyn bringing us all up here. And what Pastor Heather was doing even through the ministry of the worship and after she finished singing and began to encourage you. It's all about who is Jesus to you. That's why he is called not a corporate savior, but a personal savior. Because it's not about just saying, well, I believe this about Jesus because that church believes that. No, it's about what do you believe? What do you believe about Jesus? Is he really a savior? Is he really your Lord? Now, you got to be careful with that one, because when you say he's Lord, that means you're giving him full reign and authority over your life. And some people just don't do that. He's Lord enough to me to where I'll come to church sometimes. Or he's Lord enough to me where I might do my devos today, I might not. He's Lord enough to me where, you know, and then fill in the blank. Whatever religious or spiritual activity you want to fill in there. But Jesus is saying, I am Lord of all, or I'm not Lord at all. Because the very essence of the word Lord means full control. Right? So if Jesus is your Lord, then you're saying, I give him full control to influence my thinking, to influence my thought life, to influence my vocabulary, my conversation, to influence my career, to influence my ministry. Like, Miss Carolyn said, I could have come up here and I could have said, no, Carolyn, wait, well, no. That was really awesome for you to think of doing that, but you know, I've got a message to preach. And I've already organized a service, and this is exactly how it's going to go. This is the way we've always done it, right? But I don't want that. I want what God wants when God wants it. Amen. That's what I want. Because you know what? I can't heal a fly. And neither can you. Right? I don't put faith in my ability to heal anybody. Well, let me just pray for you. I'll get you healed. I won't get you nothing but touched. I'm not the healer. I'm not the helper. That's why the Bible don't say, look to Ken from where your help comes from. It says, look to him from where your help comes from. It's all about him. It's all about him. It's about walking in that true humility that I'm willing to live my life the way God wants me to live it. I'm not going to superimpose my opinions and my buts and ifs on it. I know God's word says that, but you got to be careful with those. Because when you say but, now you're superimposing your opinion on what God's word says. And as Heather has preached different times, I want us to be all in. God wants us to be all in. Lord, I believe you. Your word says it. I believe it. It's done. And I will not be altered. I will not be adjusted by any external or outside force. I will not let people's opinions of me change what I believe your word says. Your word says it. I believe it. It's done. Now, let me share one more scripture with you because I said I wanted to encourage you, and you're probably wondering, where's the encouragement? Well, here it is. Over here, oh, Lord. In Isaiah chapter 9, in verse 6, it says this. Because I asked you the question, who is he to you? Who is he to you? It says, for a child is born to us, a son is given to us. You're like, oh, that's a Christmas verse. Well, it's used for Christmas. But it's the Bible. It's not just used. Hopefully you use this for more than just Christmas. But for a child is born to us, a son is given to us. See, the son was there before the child was born. Why? Because the child was just the body in which the son was presented in. Just like I say, you are a spirit, you have a soul, and you live in a physical body. Your body is not you. It's just a house, or Paul says, it's the tent that you live in. Campers in the house? Okay, it's the tent. When you go camping, the tent is not you. It's just what you're sleeping in, right? So he says, for a child is born to us, a son is given to us. The government will rest on his shoulders. He will be called. You ready? Who is he to you? Who is Jesus to you? Wonderful. Counselor. One of my favorites, Mighty God. He's a mighty God. Everlasting Father. Prince of Peace. Did you know he can be your prince in the peace, of peace in the midst of the craziest of chaos? People are looking at you like, how are you so calm? What are you worried? Your response is, what are you worried about? What is that called? That's called a reflex of faith. A reflex of the kingdom of God. The reflex of a kingdom citizen. Look, I got my trust in God. What are you guys all freaked out about? How many? We got some work to do. And I said we. Including me, right? We got work to do to where our reflexes is. We reflex with the word. This challenge comes against your finances. What's the reflex? What we want it to be and what it needs to be is, my God will supply all of my need. Amen. He attacks your physical body. What's the reflex? By his stripes, I am healed. Hallelujah. You start getting stressed and stuff. Stress starts trying to come against you. What's the reflex? No, he is my Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. No, I choose peace. Did you know the Bible says to find peace and then fight for it? Go after it. In other words, I ain't letting you steal my joy. I'm not letting you steal my peace. Amen? But he says he's a wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Watch this. His government and its peace will never end. His government Hallelujah. And its peace. See, the kingdom of God has its own government. Yeah. It has its own government. In other words, there's a way of functioning in the kingdom of God that's different than the way we function in the world. And it goes on to say, he will rule with fairness and justice from the throne of his ancestor David for all eternity. Here comes a really good part. The passionate commitment of the Lord of Heaven's armies. I didn't say your passionate commitment. I said his passionate commitment. Did you know that the Lord is passionately committed to you? He is passionately committed to you. You need to get the image out of your head that the Lord's just sitting up there on his throne idly just waiting for whatever to happen to you is going to happen. No, he is passionately committed to you. And all the things that I just read, he says this, the passionate commitment of the Lord of Heaven's armies will make this happen. So I want you to be encouraged today. Because the Lord is committed to you passionately. You know, some people do things and they say, well, it's not personal. God says, no, it's personal. It's personal. And God's mind was, he felt like it was personal when he said, no weapon that is formed against you, it ain't going to prosper. How do we know it was personal? Because he said, no weapon that is formed against you is going to prosper. And every tongue that rises up in judgment against you shall be proven to be in the wrong. Here's how we know it's personal. For this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith God. Yeah. Yeah. So don't think that God's just sitting by just waiting for whatever to happen. Amen. Yeah. But what won't happen is God is not going to do for you what he told you to do. There is a God side, and then there is a you side. God's side is immaculately perfect. It's never flawed. So if there's any flaw or deficiency in your provision or whatever it is you need help with, it's not on the God side. Ruh-roh, Raggy. Well, there's only one other side. There's the you side. Those that dwell in the secret place. And those that abide, live, make their homestead in him. Those that dwell in the secret place and abide under the shadow of the Almighty God. These are the ones that are going to say. They don't have to be told to say. They don't have to be reminded to say. It's not a formula, people. It's a way of life. It's more consistent than hitting your blinker on the way to church. See, when you first start driving, you might have to remind yourself, hit the blinker. But after you've driven for a bit, you couldn't tell me how many times you hit your blinker on the way here. But you're sure you did because it becomes automatic. It's a reflex. Right? Well, the reflex of those who dwell in the secret place, the reflex of those that abide under the shadow of the Almighty, they just automatically say, right? They will say of the Lord, he is my refuge. Oh, you can't come up in here. He's my refuge. I mean God. He's my refuge. He's my fortress. He's my God. I trust in him. See, when you get to that place, you're no longer at that place where you're like, God, I trust you. God, I trust you. There's no stress in the... There's no stress being expressed. It's just like, wait a minute. Do you think Jesus ever did that? Do you think he woke up one day and goes, guys, I've been working and I lost sleep over this last night. And I just... I'm just at a loss. I don't really know what we're going to do in this situation. Man, the disciples would have fell off their chair. No, Jesus said, I'll know. He always knew what he needed to know when he needed to know it. Amen. So come on, let's just trust in him. Let's just trust in him. Let's get in his presence. Come on, I'm preaching to myself. Come on. I've really just been the last few minutes just preaching to myself, and I'll just let you in on it. Right? Bible says, encourage yourself in the Lord. He didn't say there couldn't be a crowd in front of you when you do it. See, the enemy likes to come against us all, but I am not about to put all my focus on the enemy. I don't give him no praise. I don't give him no praise. He's a loser. He's been defeated. The Bible says in Colossians that Jesus spoiled principalities, made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. See, that Jesus is basically parading the devil, just like the kings back in the Old Testament. When they conquered an area, they took the king and they paraded him down to show that they've been conquered. Satan has been conquered. He is defeated. He is under your feet. Amen. And you have the victory. That's the attitude you need to live with every day.
Thank you for watching today's message. Please like, comment, and subscribe. The Difference Church is a church that loves God by loving people. We believe that Jesus Christ is the hope of the world and that hope helps us to impact people's lives with purpose and passion. All are invited to come and hang out with us as we pursue the amazing love that God has for all of us. So come and be the difference with us as we share this amazing love with the world around us. At The Difference Church, there's a place for you. The Difference Church is located at 1055 Bain Street Southeast in Albany, Oregon. Join us online or in person every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. We look forward to seeing you.